With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The search continues for those still missing in flooding in Texas Hill Country.
Search crews and volunteers continue to scour miles along the Guadalupe River in Texas for those still missing in flooding. In Ingram, Andrews County Assistant Fire Marshal Jeremy Prophet says they have enough volunteers, but crews have to take turns searching.
Now, those obviously the treacherous work that they're doing.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they're still concerned about who may have been missing in the popular tourist destination, the Hill Country, over the July 4th weekend. Some visitors may not have registered at camps or hotels, and they may have been in the area without anyone knowing. I'm Donna Water.
As rescue workers continue to search for victims, the Salem Radio Network parent company of SRN News is partnering with nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor to rush emergency supplies to the hardest hit areas. Nationally syndicated talk show host Mike Gallagher says listeners are already stepping up to support this emergency effort.
It's just a great way to rush these needed materials. And $50 will send one family an emergency relief kit. And I'm so thankful to Food for the Poor for putting this together so quickly. But they're on the ground and they're ready to go right now. If you can pop in $50, $100, whatever you can afford, just call 844-860-HOPE. Easy number to remember, 844-860-HOPE. HOPE.
Food for the Poor provides emergency relief for disasters throughout our hemisphere, and it's partnering with SRN in the aftermath of the historic and deadly Texas flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 192 points, the Nasdaq rose 19. This is SRN News. A New Jersey man is fighting the local school.
Christian Heaps says his parental rights were violated when his daughter told teachers at Delaware Valley Regional High School that she wanted to live as a boy, and they helped her to do so. After Heaps found out about the situation, he asked the school not to help his daughter, quote, socially transition, but he said his pleas fell on deaf ears. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit on the father's behalf with the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has formally filed suit against the California Department of Education for allowing males to compete on girls' sports teams in schools. The lawsuit filed by the Justice Department says California's transgender athlete policies violate Title IX, the federal law that bans discrimination in education based on sex. The department says California's rules are not only illegal and unfair, but also demeaning. This is SRN News. China's government is launching a sweeping program to reduce youth unemployment, especially among college graduates.
Chinese officials have been unusually open in highlighting a looming concern. More than 12 million young people are set to earn college or university degrees in the next few months, a record number, and many could struggle to find jobs. Under a sweeping new plan, Beijing will subsidize entry-level jobs for companies hiring unemployed youth over the age of 16. An ongoing trade war with the United States is putting pressure on the Chinese economy, which was already struggling with mounting local debts and a shaky property sector.
The BBC's Celia Hatton reporting. Farmers in Italy are battling an unusual pest, flamingos. The birds have been invading rice paddies. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.